Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Parliament returns from a week's adjournment on Tuesday, resuming at 2 p.m. with question time. Then, if there's no urgent debate, MPs will be put to work on government legislation, as outlined by the Leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee, in his business statement before the start of the adjournment.
When the House resumes on the 6th of November, the government will look to complete the committee stages of the Climate Change Response Emissions Trading and Other Matters Amendment Bill, the legislation bill, and begin other second and third readings on the order paper. Mr Speaker, Wednesday is a Members' Day.
So that means the government has just Tuesday afternoon and evening and Thursday afternoon for debate on its legislation in the Chamber. And a lot of that time could be taken up by the government's climate change bill, which is ready for its committee stage. That's where the House forms itself into what's called a committee of the whole. The Speaker is replaced by a chairman for a more informal style of debate, taking the bill part by part with no limit on the time spent. This is where a bill is vulnerable to an opposition filibuster, and the House is almost evenly divided on this bill, which amends the emissions trading scheme introduced by Labor in 2002. Among the most controversial parts is a move to postpone the addition of the agricultural sector indefinitely from inclusion in the scheme, as well as allowing industry to compensate for pollution by buying in carbon credits. The bill only just passed its second reading last week by two votes, 61 to 59, Labor voting one down, otherwise it would have been 61-60, with National's majority reduced to its bedrock support from ACT and United Future. Now to the select committees, and there were no meetings this week, but a few committees reported bills back to the Chamber, ready for their second readings. Rhys Lyon's been sorting out a couple of the more interesting reports.
The Local Government Act 2002 Amendment Bill has been reported back from the Local Government and Environment Committee and seeks to improve the efficiency of local councils. The committee was split down the middle with six National MPs on one side, three Labour, two Green and one New Zealand First member on the other.
So that's quite unusual, isn't it? A committee that's evenly balanced like that, six on one side and six on the other with no casting vote. What issues in the bill were dividing them like that?
The bill as proposed would change the original Local Government Act to remove four areas of primary responsibility on which councils must focus. Those areas are social, economic, environmental and cultural.
So they would have been put in by Labor when in 2002 in the original bill, and now National wants to remove those, but they couldn't agree on that?
That's right. So the bill proposes scrapping those provisions, and the MPs couldn't agree on whether that should go ahead or not.
What else does the bill do?
It would give the local government minister more scope to intervene in council operations, such as replacing a council with a board of commissioners. That was another part they could not agree on.
So was there anything they could agree on?
They did agree on safeguards to prevent a mayor exercising powers without his or her council support.
So what happens to the bill next?
It's awaiting second reading in the House.
Anything else come back this week?
The Natural Health Products Bill was returned from the Health Committee, and that bill sets up a regulatory scheme for low-risk health products.
Now, they recommended a change in the bill's title. Why was that?
They want it changed from the Natural Health Products to the Natural Health and Supplementary Products Bill so that synthetic products would also fall under its scope.
So what else does the proposed legislation do?
It sets up an agency to monitor and regulate natural health products.
Who will be in the agency?
The bill requires members of the new authority to have significant experience in the field of natural health products.
And was there any division of opinion on this bill?
There was broad agreement on this one, although the Greens published a minority view saying they supported the bill's objectives but felt a permitted ingredients list should be included so that manufacturers know which ingredients are okay and which aren't. And also in their minority view, the Greens were wary of excessive compliance costs that could hurt small businesses, and they also wanted a reference to the Treaty of Waitangi.
That's the Natural Health Products Bill, and so that will be ready for a second reading along with the Local Government Act Amendment Bill. Thanks, Rhys. You can find those reports at www.parliament.nz. Look for them under Select Committees. Parliament resumes at 2 on Tuesday. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.